Welcome to session 6 of our Enneagram course. And in this session, we're going to be looking at Enneagram point 3. And we're in the center of the heart triad. We just had the 2 in our last session. So 3 also will have a lot to do with the heart, but in a different way. We'll see some things that are parallel or congruent with what we saw in the 2, and we'll experience some things that are also, of course, distinct, different. But let's get ourselves ready by focusing our attention, collecting ourselves, and just remembering that all the material we're learning is in service of our presence, of our collected attention, of our capacity to be with our experience, whatever our Enneagram type may be. So, yes, here is the breath. And I'm learning each day to be with my breath, to come back to this as a centering practice. Whatever I may be doing in life, I'm breathing, so I can always count on that. Can always come back. And as we've seen, as I'm breathing, it will tend to bring sensation into more explicit awareness. So as I sense into myself right now, what do I notice? How am I doing at this particular juncture of my life as I land in my experience? And as we're feeling a little more established in our sensation and in our breath, we will notice most likely some quality of feeling of heart. And there's a difference between the changing surface of emotionality and a deeper quality of the heart. We're going to continue to look at that in this session and the next one. But as I'm with sensation and I begin to sense into my chest, what do I notice? It can throw us off a little bit because once we look past the surface of our reactions, our emotional buttons being pushed, you might say, things tend to get a lot quieter in the deeper heart. There's a kind of stillness of heart that we're generally not used to. I think people like the idea of the quiet mind. They're not so sure about the quiet heart. But actually, as we relax and allow it, it's quite lovely. It's the source of our kindness and our patience and our sensitivity. We may spend a lot of time avoiding this or thinking that it's nothing, but it actually is a very important part of us. How can I learn to come back into my living presence through my body and reconnect with my deeper heart? We're starting to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And to notice how this really helps my mind smooth out as well. Less agitation, less noise. and to consider for a moment, what would it be like for me to move into my day doing the tasks that life requires of me while retaining some sense of rootedness in this deeper part of myself? How would it change the way I function, the way I relate to people, the way I do things in the world? And this is really the question that point three poses to all of us. Thank you.